Welcome everyone to the Roman Show. This is for the first week of March 2022. We welcome the band Human Tornado all the way from Italy right here on the Roman Show to talk about their latest album. This and a whole lot more coming up next right here on the Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance. Sensor.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Calm.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Down you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. We appreciate you listening in and tuning in to the program here every other week, or sometimes every week, on The Roman Show. Make sure that you follow us in our socials. That's at The Roman Show on Twitter, Roman Show Media on Instagram, and on Facebook. And we are always live on theromanshow.com. You can shoot us an email for any ideas you may have or some comments you may have about our program. That's info@theromanshow.com. And feel free to call 786-942-9424. That's 786-942-9424. Hell, leave us a voicemail. We'll play it right here on the air. And just a few are going to welcome in the Human Tornado. They are all the way from Italy. And they're dropping in their latest first full-length album, Storm in a Catch-Up. But they have their sophomore, their follow-up, which is Love is the Monde. So it was self-produced by the band with mixing and mastering done by Marco Bardassi at Boat Studio. So we speak to Rob about the new album. And a whole lot more. Now you can check out some of their latest on Spotify or any of the streaming services. You could check it out for yourself. And you get a taste for it. But if I were to compare this band, if you have not heard of them, well, they got a little taste there. 12 Foot Ninja and Crazy Town. Yeah, remember Crazy Town? The other day I was just going down the list in a rabbit hole of some of these great music from the late 90s and early 2000s. And God, man, music was so freaking good back then. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. All right. Hey, thanks again. And make sure you visit our good friends at SoRite, that PSO-RITE. Check them out. It's great for recovery if you exercise, especially if you're a runner or mixed martial artist or Muay Thai extraordinaire. It helps a lot take away some of the pain in the lower back. That's SoRite.com. Check them out. I want to just start off from the bat here. As you know, we cover mixed martial arts and sports in general. This one really hit me. Former heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez of the UFC and also WWE wrestler, because he did perform in the WWE. He wrestled Brock Lesnar, if you remember that one. Well, he was arrested. Cain Velasquez was arrested after an alleged shooting. It was reported by NBC Bay Area. This was a shooting that involved on Monday, February 28th. Now, we're recording this on Tuesday, March 1st. That saw one man go to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, it was reported that by TMZ that Cain was arrested and booked on attempted murder charge. Right now, police have yet to release any circumstances or motives. Now, we don't know. It's very early to speculate as far as what occurred here with the former heavyweight champion. But I know Cain very well. I've interviewed him numerous times. He's a family guy, loves his children, his wife. And we don't know the full story yet. It's just it really hit close to home because this is a guy I know. He's a gentle giant, literally. He's a great athlete, in his time. He was a heavyweight champion. He was the baddest man in the planet. Hell, he even defeated Brock Lesnar, if you remember. Junior Dos Santos as well. And to hear this, hopefully, the writing on the wall. And it's not as bad for Jane Kane. And if not, then I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm really out of words for this. I'm really touched by it. Again, I know Cain Velasquez. I've spoken to him so many times on and off the air. He's a man with a good heart. And just to put it plain and simple, it sucks. Let's just hope for the best. Let's pray for the victims. And of course, Kane and his family. It's a time of tribulations for the Velasquez family. So my prayers go out to him and everyone involved in the situation. And speaking of that, we all know, if you turn on the news, the war between Russia and Ukraine, and how it's even impacted the world of professional combat sports. Because, for example, Dana White has stated that he has no idea about Russian fighters, as the Ukraine invasion jeopardizes the UFC London headliner. Right now, we don't know. Last information that we have is that FIFA has pretty much taken out Russia out of the World Cup. Other information that we're getting from Russian athletic teams being penalized of not competing in worldwide competition. Basically, Dana White stated in TSN, we're trying to get him into England sooner so he can fight. And this is in relative to Volkov, Alexander Volkov, who's trying to make his way to England so he can then make his way to London, you know, and compete. He's saying, Dana White said, when things like this start blowing up, we start looking at potential problems and what possibilities are, and we try to get around them. You know, it's just crazy to think that just about literally almost 2 years ago, the world shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. And here we are 2 years later in a war. Not us, not the United States, but Ukraine and Russia. And the world has come together to support the Ukrainians for really something that there is no justification for. But either way, it sucks that athletes like Volkov and so many of these great talented individuals cannot compete because of the current circumstances, because of their government. Now, they have no control over that. It's what the government does. And unfortunately, many people, victims, will lose their lives that should have not. But it's a tough situation that the world is living in today. But I can tell you that we can always rely on music. We can rely on sports for a certain reason, as far as, you know, we can't get some of these Russian athletes to get here to the state to compete. But man, you got to keep your head up there, because the world is kind of gloomy nowadays. And it all started back with the pandemic. But brighter days are ahead, and you got to keep your head up no matter what. So prayers to the Ukrainians and even for the Russians, right? Because the majority of the Russians, they don't want this. You know, unfortunately, it's just one man's decision to go in another country and claim that it's his. And it's just a sad situation. And hopefully this stuff could come to an end, and the world could be at peace once again. But I will tell you this. In light of this, all the current circumstances, the human tornado all the way from Italy will be dropping their sophomore follow-up, Love is the Monday. And we speak to Rob, who stated that it has a lot to do with what's going on in the world that we live in today. So let's hear from Rob and the Human Tornado. Check out their latest, March 11th. Make sure that you add it to your playlist on your favorite streaming service. Coming up next, the Human Tornado. Take Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show, and it's a pleasure to have this gentleman all the way from Italy, part of the Human Tornado. They are the latest band. They're dropping out their latest on album on March 11th. Make sure that you go ahead on your favorite streaming service and add it to your playlist. Singles available right now. You got Dreamland and Last Embrace. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's the time difference is it's a big thing, but thanks so much for doing this for us.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too, Roman.
So
nice to meet you.
Likewise. So, Rob, tell us about this album, how it all came about, getting together. Of course, we just had this tough battle with the pandemic. And I know that many bands, this was an opportunity for them to really get together and come up with some creative ideas. So how did this all come about, and what were some of the motivations to put this album out?
Okay. We started working on this album before COVID, and during the pandemic, we had the opportunity to compose a good part of the next album, the third album. We worked remotely, each from their own home, talking via telephone and video calls. I don't hide from you that it was very difficult. However, thanks to this situation, the third album is going to be something amazing.
So you said that there were some challenges making the album, obviously working remotely. How are you able to get together with all the band members virtually and get to on the same path, same beat?
Yeah.
So where did you get some of the inspiration to write the music for this album?
The inspiration, it comes from common life experience that may relate to anyone, and from too much hours of all kind of music.
So I read a press release that you said that you explored new sounds. Can you elaborate? What type of sounds did you guys bring into your music this time around?
Yeah, we wanted to explore new sounds, but without forgetting our heavy rock imprint. So we produced an intense, groovy album with more melodic openings.
Now, tell me a little bit about the single Love Is the Mold. I know it's hard, pumping, fast-fueled type of song, but tell me a little bit about it. And what it means to you, or could it mean something else to anyone else?
Love Is Demodé is the title of the entire album. Our first single is Dreamland. Mm-hmm. Can I talk about it?
Sure, of course.
Okay, thank you. Dreamland. It's one of us, an inner dark side, and we often have to control it to be able to do the best we can in everyday life. Dreamland is our invitation to fight and win our private monster, accompanying us throughout life. So we choose this song as the first single because it represents our desire to fight and do our best on stage. Sound impact is very strong. The drumming is powerful. The guitar riff is defined from the beginning to the end, so that our message remains well impressed in our audience mind.
So you mentioned about Dreamland, and obviously there's other songs out there that you guys want to perform live, but which song are you looking to perform on stage when you guys hit the road?
The Great Unknown, because it's the most technically difficult song to play, and the only one we play works now.
So, is there one song that you really, when you play it, it hits close to home, you get emotional performing it?
Roman,
yes.
I can hear you.
Oh, how about now? Better there? Hello? I said, which song of the album? Can you hear me there better? Can you hear me there better?
This song's called Free. This song is called Free because it describes the life of a dear friend who is no longer with us. Imagine to be forced into a wheelchair, trapped in a world refusing you and denying you any kind of support. Your only desire would be to escape miles away, looking for freedom denied by your physical condition. This song, in its increasing intensity, represent the desperate search for a solution apparently impossible.
Now, is there any information on upcoming tours? Are you going to be hitting the road anytime soon?
Can I say fuck?
You just did.
Okay. Fuck COVID. We are waiting to be free again. Our label, Rockshot Records, and our management, Cerberus Booking, are working for us, and they do it really well. We have to wait. I can tell you more. It's top secret.
Okay, so we will look forward to seeing you in action very soon on the stage. You just have to keep us posted.
I hope very soon.
Great. Well, Rob, I want to thank you so much for your time and thank you for taking your time to speaking to us. You know, we have some great bands that are coming out of Italy that have really made it until the big time, especially here in the States. So we hope that one day we get to catch you here in the United States very soon. Once you guys hit the road, we'd love to have you down here.
Yeah, it could be amazing. Thank you too, Roman, for the invitation, for your work, and for your support you give to underground music. And sorry for my English, but I'm not a mother tongue. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You did better. You did great. Thanks so much, Rob. And again, we look forward to catching the album dropping next month in March. And I can't wait to jam to it. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Rob, there, for taking your time and speaking to us. And boy, we got some great concerts coming up, Rockville, and there's been some more that have been released, and looking forward to that. I'm dying to get inside a mosh pit and just headbang the hell out of myself. It's two years that I have not done that due to this pandemic. So, switching gears to pro wrestling, of course, the biggest news, and it still is news, even if it happened about 2 weeks ago, is Cody Rhodes potentially going to the WWE. Then there's information that it was all a storyline, that he might be staying in AEW, coming back with Brian Cage as an enforcer to create a new stable. We don't know how true this is. There have been some Easter eggs that he could potentially be making an appearance at WrestleMania. But if I were to guess, I would put Cody Rhodes to come back to the WWE, the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, just to get the ratings that you need. But the WWE definitely needs a little spice, and they're doing it by potentially having a match between Vince McMahon and Pat McAfee. This is when you're in a deep hole, to get a man who's in his 70s to compete against Pat McAfee, who is a whole lot younger than Vince. I mean, you're throwing in the towel there. Now, there's no 100% reasoning that this would occur, but those are the rumors that are being spread, Vince versus Pat. We'll find out more details on Thursday when Pat sits down with Vince. Let's see what happens and if there is a storyline behind this. There's also rumors that Stone Cold Steve Austin will take on Kevin Owens. We don't know that yet as of right now. But this is WrestleMania season, so anything can happen. You have to keep your eyes on it. April is just around the corner, literally just 4 weeks away. So anything can happen before that. And it's quite pretty interesting to see what will occur. We do know Becky versus Bianca, Flair versus Rousey, Roman versus Brock, and Sami Zayn versus Knoxville is what we're gearing up to. And I'm sure that there'll be more to come around, since this is a two-day WrestleMania. So it'll be quite interesting to see what fight card they come up with. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. And a friendly reminder, Combate Global returns to the airwaves on March 24th. That is a Thursday. And then after that, it'll be every Friday, except for some dates, to check out all the great action that Combate Global has in store for you. You can hear me as well. I'll be out there in Paramount Plus. You can check it out for yourselves and enjoy some mixed martial arts every freaking week. Ooh-wee. Sure as hell need it, man. Everyone, take care of yourselves. We'll catch you next week right here on the program. If you haven't been on, you haven't heard. Check you out soon, guys.